You are now listening to Nights with the
Nightens.
Already. Let's go and get into it.
What's up, listeners? This is Crando Commando.
And Chelio McBayo.
And you are now listening to Nights with the Nightens. Welcome back. Welcome back. We have some special guests tonight. Babe, why don't you give them a shout out?
And we have three special guests tonight coming all the way from Houston.
Stand up.
They literally flew in just to be on this podcast, so everyone should be very honored. We've got Kamisha Smith, a.k.a. Rumi. Say what's up. Okay, and we also have Jennifer Bell, Jenny Bell, and we also have Javal Bell. Will y'all please say what's up to the people?
What up?
What up?
100.
Hello.
What the deal, people? What's the deal? So, let's just kind of go around and see. See how everybody's day is going, how everyone's day went, and how everyone's day is going. I guess it's the end of the day, so we do these late at night. So
can you not tell? I know, right? I know,
right? It's a new day.
It's actually the beginning of the day. It's like,
oh, you know, oh, yeah.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Right on.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Good morning.
Ladies first. Who wants to take Chelle?
So my day today has been fantastic. The past 20 minutes have been great.
Okay. All right. Well, that sums up that, Bob. Next, who's up? Next.
I had a good day. It's my first time being in New York.
Hey, welcome to New York.
Nice.
Welcome to New York, son.
My day has been awesome. A lot of good food, some halal, and some Cuban food.
Hey.
So anytime you have Cuban food, it's a great day.
Got a little Cubana.
I'm still sleepless in, New York, not Seattle.
I'm still sleepless. So
it's good. You know, it is what it is.
Oh, Javal is working on 2 hours of sleep.
There you go.
Wow, two hours. Oh, my gosh. Hey. All right, Krenna, how was your day?
My day was fantastic. I ate street meat. No, I'm playing with you. It was good.
You did eat street meat.
Wait, did I eat street meat today?
Dude, every time Jenny go to Taco Cabana in Houston, she's like, I need the street tacos. And then she's like, oh yeah, I forgot I ain't like these.
I forgot I hate these tacos.
Every time.
So Jenny, you were telling us something about one of your experiences that you guys had. Why don't you elaborate on that for us?
Yeah, so Javal and I, we've been married a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had random discussions about when we should actually start using sex toys.
Yesterday.
Right.
They know they had this discussion first. It happened. Well, I don't have a timeline, but they had it first.
We discussed this earlier, Chelsea and I. So, but regardless, one night we stopped at this sex shop store and we decided to kind of check out what the merchandise was like.
Uh-huh.
And we went across some aisle that had these vaginas that look really real.
Oh, wow.
Like, just, I mean, the flesh, it feels real. Goodness. Some of them even have, like, designs, hair designs.
No, we say feels real.
Yeah, they let you touch them. They put a little hole in there, and they're like, feel me. It says
they
it.
They lube and everything? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get some clarity here. So I know what store I need to walk into to just do an experiment.
Yeah, they have like this little cutout and they say, feel me. And then you can actually feel like the material and it's like this fleshy type. And there's pink ones and there's like
brown ones.
And like, yeah, there's like all kinds. And then they even have like a picture of a girl so you can tell whether it's going to be a Asian vagina or a Hispanic vagina.
Oh, wow.
I'm so serious.
Excuse me, you have any Asian vaginas? Yes, Serona.
Yes. They have the picture so you could tell who it's going to match up to, because how would you tell otherwise?
Wow.
So anyways. And
so is a deeper message there that all vaginas are really the same?
Technically,
you know,
yeah.
That's a really deep message there.
You know, I don't
all
know what they're trying to
say. All plastic vaginas are still the same. that's a fact. They're all manufactured, right?
Okay, so.
Yeah, see, he'd have pulled up the flesh.
Okay,
light.
So Kren is pulling up the picture.
Whoa, don't put me on blast. This is somehow popped up on a computer that's currently in my name. That don't mean that
research.
I was the one that pulled it up
research.
On the computer.
So basically, we were talking about how, is this the wave of the future? And I personally think that it is the wave of the future. I think that this is going to be life. Is anybody has seen Lars and the Real Girl, or they've seen her?
That's a big
this
statement.
This is the future.
The wave of the future? The whole future is depending
on
fake vaginas?
You know
what
that sounds like, Howard Hughes on The Aviator? It's the way of the future.
Way of the future.
Okay, Ruby, what do you think? Is this the
way of the future? I don't know, but I have seen the ones with the butt tube.
Oh my god.
They're like, it's like a ball.
Pull that up. I need to see that one. The butt.
Something in there. It's a ball. It's filled with something.
Yeah, it's like filled with
fake feces.
Like water or something. Not water.
To make your experience more real, we've included a couple of pellets.
And fart gas.
I'm sorry.
We got fart
Facebook.
Gas and buttholes.
Fun buns.
Oh my gosh.
But it is. It looks, it's weird. But
well, one thing I mentioned earlier was that I knew a lot of military guys that went off to deployment with these vaginas. Because, they were going to be gone for so long.
So
I was personally saying that, me personally, I feel like, so they go off to the military with these vaginas. I just kind of like, that's an example to me of how I think it is the wave of the future. Because before this, they had no options for things like this.
I wonder how they come up with the names. They're going to mess around.
They had options.
They had options. Yeah. It was more manual.
Here's my point. I think this could actually make life safer. If you have something like this, are men, I'll ask the men in the room, Javon and Crandon, if you have something like this, are men less likely to go out and seek people who might unfortunately be trafficked because they have something at home?
Yeah, you want the right answer? I'm married. Good. You need that.
Don't you think it's safer? Don't you think things like this will make life safer for people?
Life safer? I think first, you have to find somebody who's using it and find out if they actually feel like, you know what? I don't desire real women anymore. And then and go from there, you know?
I think, to me, maybe I'm crazy, but it's my hope that things like this make life safer. Because people don't need to use other real people if they can use this instead. Which means people that might have otherwise been very valuable to terrible people who would want to traffic them or to women who are controlled by pimps. My hope would be that because of these things, the demand would kind of go down.
Wait, let's just say this first and foremost. This is not an endorsement for sex toys.
No, it's not. I'm not endorsing.
We did not just recently buy stock on sex toys.
What do they call those? Tupperware? The parties?
I know you're talking about. It starts with a P, I think.
It's something parties.
Pleasure parties.
Yeah,
Pleasure parties.
I'm glad you came out with that before I said it.
Pleasure. I can tell you two things that are really interesting, though. I think you got to find a target audience for that, because me personally, I've never had, I think in past relationships, I only had like one person that kind of dealt with that whole thing, and it was kind of different for me, being a male, like that just wasn't something I was ever into. I'm into the person, the actual, of it all. So I never had that experience. But I will tell you, I did run across something that did actually interest me about the way, it's kind of the way of the future in terms of sex toys, because it was something they put on Yahoo, actually. Mm-hmm. They were talking about how, I think it was something that was trending about how sex toys are going to a new level in the instance that one person could be on another part of the globe, and they have the actual vibrations where when they touch it and they touch you, or like the people on cameras touch that. And then it's like it's supposed to stimulate,
that's
like they're touching you. There's a whole thing about this. Might actually be the way of the future, but I guess
that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah, I was just like intrigued, like, wait a minute, they're
that's
like in Australia and you're like,
I guess your partner.
That would be really good for long distance marriages.
Or someone going in deployment.
But that's been
around for a while. Yeah, I remember seeing
it. They're trying to improve it because, they're saying that, to work it, to make it more real time. Like, the number one thing they were testing.
It would be like 5 minutes
later. Touch me.
Like, latency.
Tell you go to sleep.
Craig, what were you talking about earlier?
Latency.
They had that part down. It was just more like, what it would actual sensation getting closer.
Okay. And by no means am I trying to trivialize like serious options like trapping and stuff. I just honestly was saying I do think that it's an interesting thing that could bring some element of safety.
So
possibly.
What do we get from this? We got that sex toys could be, I guess, essentially beneficial if used in the proper way, and used for deterring, I guess, certain desires.
Yeah.
And then the next thing we got
hopefully
was,
it could curb certain desires that would get out of control and hurt other people.
And then we also got out of this, make sure you don't have bad Wi-Fi when using sex toys over long distance.
Latency.
Latency. Can you say latency,
yeah,
everyone?
Yeah, we got that. We got
velocity
that.
Velocity issues.
We also got that there are apparently a lot of different ethnicities represented in the sex stores. So maybe big corporations should take notice.
not even people. I've seen avatars.
What?
Shout out to avatars.
In Avatar?
Yeah, Avatar. But I'm waiting for Mark Simpson to drop out. That's the one I want. No.
You
All right, y'all. All right. That was another episode of Nights with the Knights. Y'all have a good night.
Good night.
And thank you all for listening.
Bye.